Event Relay connects your Salesforce org to Amazon Event Bridge and is a key part of how Salesforce and AWS are making it easier to develop across their platforms. In this post, we'll cover the basics of Event Relay, describe how you can use it to integrate with AWS in under 5 minutes, and dive into two new Event Relay features, expanded support for Hyperforce orgs, and a new declarative setup experience. Simplified Salesforce AWS integration. Event-driven architecture is an increasingly popular pattern for syncing data and delivering customer experiences in real time. In October 2022, Event Relay became generally available, providing customers with a service that establishes the connection between Salesforce and AWS services natively without custom code or middleware. Event Relay subscribes to platform events and change data capture events in Salesforce and delivers them to Amazon Event Bridge. A system architecture diagram showing how Event Relay enables integration with AWS. Expanded support for Hyperforce ORGS. Starting with the Winter 24 release, Event Relay supports Salesforce orgs hosted in Hyperforce. This means that customers with orgs in Hyperforce or in Salesforce data centers can put Event Relays to work. Point. Click. Integrate. Admins and developers can use Salesforce Setup or the Tooling API to create, manage, and monitor Event Relays. In Setup, it all starts on the Event Relays page where the list of an org's Event Relays is shown alongside details like their status, the named credential they're using, and the platform event channel that's being relayed to Amazon EventBridge. At a glance, an admin or developer can quickly see all their relays and get insight into their performance. List of Event Relays in Setup. Creating new relays. In addition to monitoring relay health, the new setup experience simplifies the creation of new event relays. With just a few clicks, admins and developers can configure a relay by selecting which named credential, event channel, and error recovery option they want to use. Once a relay has been created, Salesforce creates a detail page in Setup and a partner event source in Event Bridge. Event relays default to a stopped status, so Salesforce doesn't start delivering events until the admin or developer is ready to receive them in EventBridge. To finish the integration, users need to head to the AWS console to connect the partner event source to an event bus in EventBridge. At that point, they will be ready to receive events in AWS and can update the status of the relay to run whenever ready. Start your relay race. With Event Relay, it's never been easier to harness the power of event-driven integrations. Learn more about Event Relay and start putting it to work today. Further reading. Salesforce Event Relay Developer Guide. Event Relay GA Announcement. Salesforce and AWS Partnership, Unleash the Power of Connected Clouds. Amazon Event Bridge. Salesforce Architect's Guide to Event-Driven Architecture. About the authors. Sasha Galubova is an associate product manager at Salesforce who's working on features for Sales Cloud and the Salesforce platform. Follow her on LinkedIn. Tyson Reed is the product manager for Event Relay and works on event-driven integration technologies at Salesforce. Follow him on LinkedIn.